response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
In this world, there's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos, and this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Tremendous Sports Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet. With Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Thursday morning, the world of sports has once again gone mad. And we're going to get to all the big stories, including the Celtics beating the Thunder last night in Beantown in a potential NBA Finals preview. But does the result of the game matter? We're going to discuss coming up in a little bit. I will also tell all of you, the NBA championship contender that I don't want to hear from again this season, I don't even want to watch them again this season. We're going to have to because they're going to the playoffs. I hate this team, and I'm going to tell you which team it is and why in a little bit. We will discuss why and how Netflix got it all wrong last night with the opening baseball broadcast of the Yankees and the Giants in San Francisco. And I'm going to tell everybody the two teams that the NFL absolutely jobbed yesterday. And why? Our bets for tonight will close the show. We're going to have a bunch of them. Sweet 16 rounds in the NCAA tournament is back. We got opening day in Major League Baseball. Is it opening day? Was yesterday opening day? I have no idea. I don't think they do either. Baseball bets, college basketball bets, NBA bets will close the show. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKosto. Shout out to everybody watching there on all social media at the Kostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with the madness. Because after a 3-day hiatus, the NCAA tournament returns to our lives tonight. And you know, it's like when you're in a relationship and the relationship's just beginning and you are like addicted to being with this person. You are obsessed with this person. You are infatuated with this person early on. We all know the beginnings of a great relationship. They all start the same way. And it feels like when you're apart, forget about 3 days, you're apart for 1 day, it can feel like a month. 3 days can feel like 3 months, can feel like a year. Such is the feeling you get when you've got that excitement, when you've got that energy, when you've got, perhaps, that love. Such is the plight of the sports fan, where, you know, Darius Acuff and Kingston Flemings can inspire the same feelings as a nice set of legs or whatever it is that floats your boat. Tonight, not a moment too soon, the NCAA tournament returns to our lives. And it is a pretty good slate tonight. I wouldn't say it's the greatest slate of all time. Tomorrow's slate, definitely better than tonight. Tomorrow we get the two like juggernaut matchups in the East, UConn and Michigan State, and of course Duke against Rick Pitino and St. John's. But man, this is still going to be pretty, pretty, pretty awesome tonight. We've got Purdue in Texas. Can Texas take down the Boilermakers, or will we see Braden Smith and company, Trey Kaufman-Wren, Matt Painter go to the Elite Eight? And we've got Iowa and Nebraska. How about that Big Ten showdown in the South region to go to the Elite Eight? I think both of these games are going to be really fun. I'm going to watch the hell out of both of them, probably place some money on both of them to jazz up the proceedings. I can't wait for it. But if we're being really honest about how this is going to go, and this is hashtag East Coast Problems for those of us that live in the Eastern time zone, and especially those of us that have to get up early to work on a national sports radio show that starts at 9 a.m. Eastern time. The main event tonight, no disrespect to the four programs I just mentioned, Purdue, Texas, Iowa, Nebraska, no disrespect to them. But the main events, plural, tonight are in the late slate. Arizona and Arkansas, Houston and Illinois. Absolute five-star bangers to wrap up Sweet 16 Thursday in college basketball. Let's start in the West region with the one seed Arizona against the four seed Arkansas Razorbacks. Arizona in this game. If someone were to ask you the question, hey, you know, like I've heard Arizona's pretty good this year. How good is Arizona? Like, how good are the Wildcats actually? Answer to the question, good enough to be a 7.5-point favorite against the SEC tournament champions and against a team that has a guard who's probably going to go top five in a generational NBA draft who's averaging about 75 points per game in postseason play in Darius Acuff. That's how good the Arizona Wildcats are. 7.5-point favorites tonight against Arkansas. And if you're following the money, like Arizona looks to be the preferred betting side in the game. And it's going to be even more so than a potential Elite Eight game on Saturday for Arizona against either Purdue or Texas. It's going to be in this moment tonight where we find out if Arizona is for real. And I'm not just talking for real. I'm talking for real, for real. Like Kendrick Lamar said, are they real? Are they real? Are they really, really real? We're going to find out tonight. Because in this Tommy Lloyd era at Arizona, which is, in terms of wins and losses, literally the most successful five-year beginning to a tenure in the history of college basketball in terms of wins and losses. Zero trips beyond the round of 16. Zero. Losing to Houston in 2022. How about losing to Clemson in 23? Losing to Duke last year. Tommy Lloyd, we're ready for your close-up, buddy. There is, and I don't mean this as a disrespect to Arkansas. A lot of people think that Arkansas can pull this upset. We had John Fanta on the show prior to the tournament starting, and he told us that he thinks, like, he predicted this matchup. And look, it was the chalk matchup, 1v4. But still, he said before the tournament started, I'm calling my shot. Arkansas over Arizona in the round of 16. So it's not like everyone thinks Arizona's running away with this, right? And Arkansas can obviously win. We see upsets happen all the time in sports. But let's keep it real. There is zero excuse for Arizona to not win this game tonight and to get past the round of 16 and to slay the dragon that's been haunting Tommy Lloyd to scale this mountain that has thus far proven to be insurmountable for Tommy Lloyd in Arizona and get to a regional final. Zero excuse for Arizona. That's how good the Arizona Wildcats are. You absolutely have to win this game tonight. And for Tommy Lloyd, obviously, just to win a national championship this year, it matters. But we're going to hear his name bandied about for the North Carolina job. Not if Arizona loses tonight. I'll tell you what, Arizona loses tonight, I guarantee you North Carolina ain't hiring Tommy Lloyd. Not going to happen. Not that Tommy Lloyd even wants to leave, but there's a little added sizzle and spice to the proceedings, if that's the case, right? Where this is Tommy Lloyd's shot. Huge favorite, one seed. Go out there and get the job done. What I'm about to say right now is going to sound unfair. And you know what? It is unfair. But guess what? Life's not fair. Life ain't fair. Tell me I'm wrong about this. Here is the statement. If Arizona loses tonight to Arkansas, the season is a failure. True or false? If Arizona loses tonight to Arkansas, Arizona's season is a failure with a capital F. Congratulations, you won the Big 12 regular season. Congratulations, you won the Big 12 tournament. Congratulations, you were the one seed in the West region. Congratulations, you've been one of the favorites to win the national championship. If they can't get past the round of 16, it is a failure, period. The stakes are insanely, insanely high. Let's look at the Arkansas Razorbacks now. Dogs in this game tonight, obviously. If Arkansas is going to win, and Arkansas wins this game, what we are going to be talking about tomorrow here on You Better You Bet actually, like, kind of gives me chills. Because if the Razorbacks do win, and to be clear, I think Arizona's going to win. I think Arizona's going to win by double digits. I'm on the Arizona train here big time. I think Arizona gets the job done. But look, I'm wrong all the time. Crazy stuff happens in sports constantly, right? If Arkansas wins this game tonight, it will mean that we are getting another legendary effort from Darius Acuff. Like, try to envision a scenario where Darius Acuff scores like 11 points and Arkansas wins the game. There's no shot. Zero. Acuff's going to have to score a ton. And this may turn out to be like, you know, a 1980s action movie where here's Sylvester Stallone against 55,000 bad guys and Stallone ends up as the last man standing. Like, that may be Darius Acuff tonight going up against Burries and against Bradley and against Pete and against Arizona. And it can obviously happen. And if it does, oh man, imagine the Darius Acuff conversation. Now, he's not going to go number one overall in the draft. That'll be DeBonce or Peterson. But you know, with DeBonce and Peterson out of the tournament, if Acuff shows up and shows out and balls out tonight, there are going to be people that are saying, should Darius Acuff be the number one overall pick? Whether it's right or not doesn't matter. It will be a topic. Those are the stakes tonight. And then, how about John Calipari? John Calipari, a couple years ago, in case people have forgotten, left Kentucky for Arkansas, which would be like, in college basketball terms, leaving Beyonce for Lizzo. Why would he do that? Well, fast forward a couple years. Arkansas's in the Sweet 16, and Kentucky got embarrassed by Iowa State without its second leading scorer, and Kentucky got sent home, and Mark Pope's seat is ready to be engulfed by in flames. John Calipari's done an unbelievable job. And John Calipari, if Arkansas wins this game tonight against Arizona, like, they play Purdue, Purdue's going to be favored in the game. But who is going to believe that Arkansas can't win that game? John Calipari is two wins away from taking four separate teams to the Final Four. UMass, Memphis, Kentucky, and it would be Arkansas. Oh, man. Oh, baby. Can you feel the electricity tonight in San Jose with Arizona and Arkansas? And then there's the nightcap. So are any of us getting any sleep tonight? No. Because the late tip tonight is Houston against Illinois in Houston. The Cougars right now, the 2v3 in the South region. The Cougs, 2.5-point favorites over the Illini. Looks like that's going up to 3. 139.5 the total. And we can keep it real here, like we always do on the show. Is it possible that either Iowa or Nebraska goes to the Final Four? Of course. Of course it can happen. Crazy things happen all the time in sports. Like we've said on the show for years. Like, many teams can win four games. Almost none can win six and win a title. But a lot of teams can win four. Of course Iowa or Nebraska could go to the Final Four. But this game tonight, with Houston and Illinois, is probably the regional final in the South region. I would even go so far to say that if any of the Sweet 16 games this week, today and tomorrow, this is the one that's the closest to an actual regional final, is Houston and Illinois. Because you know that whoever wins this game tonight gonna be favored. And probably everyone's gonna be on that team to win against either Iowa or Nebraska. This is a legitimate Elite Eight game being played in the round of 16 tonight with Illinois and Houston. And Houston, right? This has been going on for years with Kelvin Sampson. Houston, we all have a friend like this, or we all know people like this, right? Someone who is, and I find Houston to be very likable. I think Kelvin Sampson is likable. Like, if I don't have a rooting interest, I would probably root for Kelvin Sampson to win a national championship. Like, I find him to be likable. I find Houston to be like this lovable underdog program. You can disagree with me. That's my opinion. Houston is like the person you know that's exceptionally likable and wants to do well. And you want them to do well, unless you bet against them or pick against them in your bracket, right? But he or she is a self-saboteur. And they get to the end, or they get to a big spot, and they self-sabotage. And they cheddar bob it. They Plaxico Burris it. They shoot themselves in the foot or another appendage. And it is painful and brutal to watch, and you can't believe that it happens time after time after time. Whether it's against Villanova, you know, shooting somehow negative percentage from three, which is mathematically impossible until Houston does it. Or how about last year in the national championship game, the ultimate agony, not even getting a shot off against Florida as the game winds down. It happens every year. Can Kingston Flemings be the guy to turn it around for the Cougars? And to be clear, Houston winning tonight is not the end of the road for Houston. Houston winning on Saturday is not the end of the road for the Houston Cougars. Hell, Houston winning Final Four Saturday ain't the end of the road for the Cougars. No. If Houston wants to exorcise the demons, they got to win a national championship. Tonight, you can argue, will be a bigger test for Houston than the rounds of eight against either Iowa or Nebraska. And then maybe it's Duke, maybe it's St. John's, maybe it's UConn, maybe it's Michigan State. We can have that conversation when and if we get there. But if Houston's going to climb the mountain, can't sabotage tonight, no self-sabotage, go out there in a home environment and win the damn game. But it's not going to be easy because Illinois is tremendous. Illinois is stacked with studs. Wagler, Mirkovich, Boswell, Stojakovic, loaded with offensive talent. Now, of course, Illinois' problem is they don't really play much defense, making them like a boss in a video game that it's like a Zelda boss that is hulking and gigantic and massive. And yet they've got like this blinking thing like underneath their left armpit. And you know, if you hit it with an arrow a couple times, it's going to die. That's how it feels to me with Illinois. Like, yes, they are imposing. And yes, they are gigantic. And yes, they are so offensively talented, but they can be had. But let's be real. What happens tonight if Illinois plays its best game? If Illinois plays its A-plus game and Houston plays its A-plus game, who wins? Who wins? I think it's Illinois. I think the Illini will win. So for me, it almost doesn't matter what Houston does tonight. As crazy as that sounds, because they're the favorite and they're basically playing at home. If Illinois gives you a focused effort from start to finish, I think the Illini win. And I think they're ultimately headed to Indianapolis. The winner either way, though, tonight, Houston and Illinois. And this, it is kind of disrespectful to Iowa and Nebraska to say this. And I'm willing to be wrong. Prove me wrong. We'll find out. I'll pay to see it. The winner of this game tonight, Houston and Illinois. Book your travel to Indianapolis. This is an Elite Eight game in the Sweet 16. What a frickin' time to be alive. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. Do you agree with me on Illinois and Houston, on Arizona, Arkansas? What about Purdue, Texas? What about Iowa, Nebraska? Let us know on YouTube, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can tweet me at thecostos, THEKOSTOS. On the other side, last night in Beantown, the Celtics left Oklahoma City thunderstruck. But does it matter as it concerns an NBA championship? I'm going to tell you next here on a Thursday.
It's MLB opening week. The greatest reset button in sports. The grass is cut, the chalk is down, and the ballpark sounds like summer again. Welcome back, baseball. We missed you. Westwood One Sports.
Free trial of 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/SPORTS.
Download to see if you qualify. Not all customers will qualify. Transfer fees may apply. No Albert subscription required. Albert is not a bank. Albert instant loans are issued by Finwise Bank. Member FDIC. Not an actual client. Terms apply.
Kylie, what's wrong?
I just got hit with a car repair bill. I'm behind on rent, and I feel like I can never save any money.
Have you tried the Albert app? Albert is your financial assistant, helping you find ways to save and create custom budgets to actually grow your money. Plus, you can get up to $10,000 for big expenses, or advance up to $1,000 fast when you need cash right away.
Albert can get me up to $10,000?
Exactly. Albert spots you in a pinch and helps you grow your money in the long run.
I'm downloading Albert right now.
Download the Albert app and use promo code GO to borrow up to $10,000 for whatever you need. The Albert app helps you budget better and save more money so you reach your financial goals faster. Download the Albert app right now and use promo code G-O. To borrow up to $10,000, use code GO.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.